Good morning. A little bit different. If you were here last week, you saw me and you heard me speak about this. I'm going to speak about it again, and probably for the next few weeks. With Father Steve's permission, we're going to do this next part of the service a little bit differently. And we will be singing the Beatitudes along with some special hymns that go with it. It's part of the church's tradition. If you remember when the girls' choir used to sing separately 5-6 years ago, and when they would sing the Beatitudes, you know, as their sort of special thing. So, like I said last week, we can say that in our church everything's been done the same for the last 2,000 years. And we might be able to say that everything has been believed the same and certain core things have been done the same, but that really does not apply to our services. That even in our own lifetime, there have been changes, you know, in the services, some deliberate, some just by osmosis, some additions, some subtractions. So in the performance of the Divine Liturgy, there are some major differences, say, between monasteries and parishes. And there are major differences in the Slavic, you know, like the Russian Orthodox and maybe Serbian Orthodox, and the Greek Orthodox or Antiochian Orthodox, you know. Basically the same, but in this first part of the service, you'll see major differences. And one of those differences is what we just sang, were the first antiphon with the refrain through the intercessions of the Theotokos, and then the second antiphon with the refrain, "Save us, O Son of God." Those are called first antiphon, second antiphon, and what normally comes next is called the third antiphon, where we sing the apolitikion, you know, and they come out and do the small entrance. The other way, which is part of the tradition, is instead of singing the first antiphon, the choirs sing Psalm 102, which you hear us sing at the sometimes during communion, where you sing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Okay, that really belongs here. And then there's another one, Psalm 145, which we're actually going to sing during communion, something new, instead of the second antiphon. And then instead of the third antiphon is the Beatitudes. Now, the antiphons originally were sort of reserved for big feasts like Christmas and Epiphany and Transfiguration, the feasts of the Lord, and, you know, Pascha and Pentecost. Those had antiphons, and you did not do Psalm 102, Psalm 145, and the Beatitude. Okay? But, you know, in parish life, you know, it was felt that maybe we just needed to cut some things down a little bit, make them a little shorter. I don't know why. We love being in church, right? I mean, you love singing. So we're going to do this for the next few weeks. And there's a set of hymns to be sung with the Beatitudes for each of the 8 modes. And you're going to say, "What's a mode?" We've talked about it, but yeah, we've talked about it. So if you look in your missal, which will make your life make sense, you'll see that at the top, in the title area, there's a lot of important information like what church we're in, you know, and what day it is. On the third line, it says, and every week on the third line, it will tell you what mode we're in. And it says mode plagal first, which basically is the fifth one. And so in order to find in this new little booklet that you might find in some of your pews, it would be page 5, and on the top of it, it'll say the Beatitudes, mode plagal 1. So if you can, like, you know, match those, that's what we're going to do today. So those three things, the Psalm 102, Psalm 145, and the Beatitudes, as a kind of unit, are referred to in our ecclesiastical lingo as the typica. T-Y-P-I-C-K-A. The typica. So if you ever hear, not typikon, now typikon means, you know, the rubrics and the rules. The typica, for whatever reason, is another explanation for that. That's what we're doing. We're not doing the typica today because we're not doing Psalms 102 and 145, but we are kind of doing a hybrid of two antiphons and the Beatitudes. The reason being that it gives the choir something interesting to learn, it gives y'all something interesting to hear, and, you know, if we do it long enough, every 8 weeks, it would be the same ones. So, you know, come to church and look forward to it. So this is the second week that we're doing, and it happens to be mode plagal first, and the theme for today would be, like every Sunday, the resurrection. So the hymns you're going to hear, we're going to rehearse things that happened at the time of the crucifixion, the resurrection, and some of the ramifications of that. So why don't we pray, and if you feel comfortable singing along at some point, do. In your kingdom, remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. When the robber had believed that you, the crucified, were truly God, he wholeheartedly and sincerely confessed you, and he cried aloud to you, O Christ, in your kingdom, remember me.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Crucified upon the tree of the cross, he blossomed life for our race, and he dried up the curse from the tree as our Savior, whom as our Creator led us all in unison extol in song.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. By your death, O Christ, our Lord, you released us from the power of death and raised with yourself those who had died from the ages. For you are our Savior and true God, whom all now extol in song.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Pious women came at dawn to your sepulcher, O giver of life, for they wanted to anoint you with fragrant ointments. An angel appeared to them and said, the Lord has arisen indeed.
Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. When you were crucified, O Lord, between two convicted robbers, O Christ, the one was justly condemned, for he unjustly blasphemed you. But the other, for confessing you, is dwelling in paradise.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. The pious women ran and found the apostles who were hiding in fear, and they announced to them that indeed Christ had arisen. He is our Creator and our Lord, therefore let us worship him.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, our Savior and our very God. We extol you, Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, omnipotent, omnific, Trinity and unity at once, distinct and indivisible,
both now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen. Rejoice, living temple of God. Rejoice, O